going on to learn Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to talk about when Isser Hana'a is not be'en, is the product going to be Asr Bahana'a? So once Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, why didn't they Asr Gvinas Akum Bahana'a? Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer. He sealed the Davar Acher, the Mishnah told us. He changed the conversation on him. So the Gemara says, well, why didn't he answer him? Rabbi Shua should have told Rabbi Shmuel that they never asered gvinas akum behana'a, because even though cheese is made with the kevas egle avodah zarah, it's made with rennet from avodah zarah, but the iser is not still intact. It's no longer be'en. It cannot be seen. It cannot be touched. And therefore, it's not going to be asur behana'a. To Morius, the Rabban de la asur behana'a, because when it comes to Morius, that the Rabbanan did not ask Bana my time, why didn't they ask Morius Bana Lav Mishum Tlaisili Sur Bene? Isn't it for that very reason that the Isser is not Ba'en? So Amri, they said in the base Medrash, no, that's not the reason that they didn't ask the cheese Bahana. There's a difference between Morius and Gvina. Morius, they didn't ask about now because it's not be'en. But hachak, even the okme kamokim, chashav lekamadi iseli suribeinei. But when it comes to the gvina, when it comes to the cheese, since the curdled milk that's in the kevas egle avodazara is asurbat, which is asurbana, is ma'amid the cheese. It's what gives the cheese its very shape and its very substance. So therefore, it's considered as if it is be'en, since the cheese is, the fact that the cheese is hard and not just the liquid, comes from the Isra Hana'a. So don't tell me that Gvina Sakum is mutar b'hana'a because the rennet is no longer be'en. The effects of the rennet are very clearly detectable in the cheese itself. Now the Mishnah had said that after that Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, why didn't they ask for gvina sakum b'hana'a? Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer him. Rather, he sealed the davar acher. He said, oh, Yishmael, how do you read the pasuk? Ki tovim dodecha miyayim. Is it ki tovim dodecha or ki tovim dodayich? So he told him, oh, it's ki tovim dodayich. So he said, no, that's not true, because the pasuk goes on to say l'reach shmanecha tovim, not shmanayich. So the Gemara explains what the pasuk kitovim dodecha miyayin is all about. Mai kitovim dodecha miyayin. What does the pasuk mean in Shir HaShirim when it says kitovim dodecha miyayin? So the Gemara explains. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he explained the pasuk as follows. Amra Knes Yisrael Nekrosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Arev Malai Divrei Dodecha, Yoser Miyena Shel Torah. That Ribbono Shel Olam, the words of the Chachamim are more pleasant to us and more sweet to us than the actual Torah Shebichsav. So the Gemara explains why Rabbi Shua never just responded to Rabbi Shmuel, and what the remez was in this pasuk in place of a response. Maishna Haikrad Shailei. Why? What was special about this pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Shmuel about as a response to the question about Gvina Sakum? So I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, V'item Rabbi Shimon Barami, Me'resha Dekraka Amarlei. It's from the beginning of the pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua was responding to Rabbi Shmuel, and that's where the answer really was. The beginning of the pasuk of Kitovim Dodech Miyayin says, Yishkeni Minishikos Pihu. So Amarlei, Rabbi Yeshua was saying to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmael Achi, Chashok Sifsosecha, Va'alti Bahe Lahashiv. Close your lips. Close your lips to each other, meaning hold your lips closed and don't ask why it is that Kvina Sakum is Asur Bahachila. So meaning he was telling him, keep quiet, I'm not interested in your question. My time, why is it that Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't answer Rabbi Shmuel the real reason that Kvina Sakum is Asur? Amru lu v'itemer Rav Shmuel Baraba gezeira chadash hivein mefakbekin ba. Oh, it was very important at that stage in history that they not reveal the reason for the Isur of Gvina Sakum, because at that stage in history it was still a brand new Gzeira, and whenever there's a brand new Gzeira, you don't want to give the reason out, because then people might say, ah, oh, that reason's not so relevant, that reason doesn't resonate with me, and they're not going to follow the Gzeira. So he was dafka changing the topic to a pasuk that says keep your mouth shut, as a way of saying we can't discuss the reason, because that will make the whole Gzeira fall apart. Okay, so once upon a time it was a brand new gezeira. But says the Gemara, my gezeira. So now, you know, in hindsight, many years later, what exactly was the gezeira? Meaning, what were they concerned about? Am Rav Shimon Pazi, Am Rav Shimon Levi, Mishum Nikur. They had to have to be choshesh that the Ovid Chavin is going to leave the milk megula, he's going to leave it exposed, and a nachash is going to come and get his venom into the milk, and that's going to be asur because of sakana. So Gemara says, "Valemile, why couldn't Rabbi Yeshua tell that to Rabbi Shmuel Misham Nikur, that it's because of Nikur, that it's because of this concern that the snake will get its venom into it?" So Gemara says, "No, kedu'ula, da'amur ula, ki gazri gzeirasa b'marava." When they used to make a gzera in Eretz Yisrael, lo megalu taima, they would never reveal the reason, a treser yarchishata, until 12 months later. Dilma ike inish to lo svirile, because maybe there will be someone who doesn't agree with the reason of the gzera, vasil zulzuleba, and because of that, he'll come to be mezalza in the gzera. But when the chacham are not megalu the reason for the gzera, everyone will naturally accept what the Chum have to say, and the Chum hold that they were that we have to be choshesh that no one's going to accept this gezeira if we reveal the reason. So Megadev for Rabbi Yirmiya challenges this idea. Elameata, if that's the case, that the gezeira of Gavina was because of Mikor, because that a snake might get its venom into it, then Yevesha Tishtari, then dry cheese should be mutter because there would be no venom in it. Yashan Tishtari, old cheese, aged cheese should be mutter. Damar Rabbi Chanina, yavesh mutter, because when it comes to a dried up liquid, then we don't have to be worried about giloy. We don't have to be worried about a snake getting its venom into it, because ein manicha liyabesh. If there was a venom in it, it would not have dried up. Yashin mutter, aged liquids are mutter, because ein manicha liyashin. If the venom would have been in there, it would not have allowed it to dry up. So since Rabbi Yirmiya doesn't like this reason, this explanation of the gzeira, that it's all an account of giloy, the Gemara gives other reasons for the isser of gevina sakum. Am Rabbi Chanina l'fishi efshar l'blot tzichtzuche chalav. The real isser of gevina sakum is because there's always going to be some milk still left in the cheese, and chalav akum is aser. That's a separate gzeira called chalav akum. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says another reason for the isser of gevina sakum. Kevas nevela, because they're mamid using the rennet from a nevela animal. That's what turns it from milk into cheese. That's what enables it to curdle. So it's since it's a davar mamid, it's not going to be batel. So I guess we have two main points to this so far. First main point is that he dafka didn't reveal the reason for the Isser of Kavina Sakum, because it was a gzeira, and it was a new gzeira, and they didn't want anyone questioning the new gzeira. The second main point is that there are three possible suggestions of what the real motivation for the Isser of Kavina Sakum was. Was it because of the venom of a snake? Was it because of Chalav Akum? Or was it because of Mamidino sabekevas nevela? So says Mar, but hakeva gufa, the keva itself, that asharia is actually mutter b'achila. Umiyar Shmuel hachi, so says Mar, does Shmuel really hold this way? Vatanan, it says in the Mishnah keva sovid chav mishal nevela, harezu asura, the keva sovid chav men keva v'nevela is asur to eat v'avinun ban. The Gemara asks on this Mishnah, Maseches Chulin, at the end of Chulin, not all the way at the end of Chulin, daf kuf tazayin, atu da ovid chav. What do you think? The keva of Novid Chavim is not of Novid Chavim is not nevela. Why does the Mishnah have to say keva of Novid Chavim and also kevas nevela? Every keva of Novid Chavim is also kevas nevela. Of the Chavim don't shecht their animals. Vamar Shmuel, and Shmuel answered, it doesn't say that it's two separate things that are aser chadukatani. The Mishnah actually is just saying one thing: kevas shchita sovid kuchavim nevela. Asura, the keva of a shchita done by an Ovid Chavim, which by definition is nevela, is asur to eat. But bottom line, what do we get from this Mishnah? What we could draw from this Mishnah is that in order for the cheese to become asur, you don't need or kevas nevela. Even if you do mamid with the keva itself, it's going to be asur. So why did Shmuel say over here that they're mamid with the or kevas nevela, and that's why it's asur, which makes it sound like if they use just the keva, but not the or keva, it would be mutter. says Mar lo kasha, that is not a stira at all. Kan kodem chazara, kan liachar chazara, o mishna lo zaza mimakoma. That the Mishnah Maseches Chulin that says that chalav that's in the kevas nevela zasa bachila is before Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind and said to Rabbi Shmuel that the reason for the yisur of Venus of Chavim is because they're mamed it with kevas nevela. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that the milk that's in the kevas of behema is not like peresh, it's not like excrement, that's not from the animal itself, rather it's considered like part of the animal's body, and therefore it's asur b'achila. Whereas Shmuel in our sugya, who explains the Mishnah that the yisur of Gvinas Akum is because they're mamed it with or kevas nevela, and not with the congealed, congealed is probably not the right word, curdled milk that was inside the keva itself, is liachar chazar. That's after Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind, and he said that the reason for Gvinas of Chavim is not because of being mamed it bekevas nevela, but rather because they're mamed it bekevas egle avodus chavim. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel asked that if that's the case, then the Gvina itself should be asur bahana as well. And Rabbi Shmuel didn't respond to that, and that's why Shmuel explained that the reason for the Yisr is because they're mamed Gvina with the or kevas nevela, and that's why the Gvina is asur bachila, but mutar bahana. And even though Rabbi Shmuel ultimately changed his mind, Mishnah lo zaza mimkoma, the Mishnah Maseches Chulin remained the text of the Mishnah. They didn't change the way the Mishnah appears in Maseches Chulin. Okay, we'll stop there, and the Be'ez Hashem next time we'll pick up with more reasons for the Isser of Gvinas Akum. So we'll stop there for today.